As fighting eased during a three-day ceasefire, many stuck in the crossfire in Sudan's capital took the opportunity to leave, as foreign nationals continued to be evacuated. Large numbers of people have been making the exhausting 15-hour drive across the desert to access points out of the country. At the Arkin crossing in Egypt at the northern border, Sudanese families and others streamed into Egypt, desperate to get out of the crossfire between the forces of Sudan's two top generals. One foreigner, called Mario, said the situation had become unbearable.
It became very unsafe, and there was no more food, electricity. So it became very, very bad, and we had to flee.
Meanwhile, British nationals were finally evacuated to the UK, many expressing their relief to be back.
We're out of danger. There's no bombings. We're not ducking and diving. We're home.
When asked how she felt about how the evacuation was organised, she said,
I would have liked it to be sooner, quicker. Took 11 days, but we're here.
I'm Karen Chamas.